Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for listening. We're talking about video calls and how to make your voice sound a little bit better. So we're going to spend another couple of 3 days on this. And then we're going to be talking a little bit more about some other tricks and tips to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voiceover voice. We're going to be talking a little bit more about teleprompting and how to use teleprompters in a studio setting. And again, you're probably thinking, well, what's that got to do with my voice? Well, it's got to do with your voice, because if you're more confident in using a teleprompter, an auto cue, whatever you happen to use it, then you're going to sound better. You're going to be sounding more confident. You're not going to trip and slip. You're not going to be making those verbal fluffs and flubs. Okay, so that's what's coming up over the next couple of weeks or so. Then we're going to be looking at preparation and rehearsal and feedback and direction, whether that's self-direction or studio direction, either in a voiceover gallery or a radio studio, how to give direction for somebody who is using their voice, someone who's appearing on mic, and also how to take it as well. And if you're particularly interested in voiceovers, there's a huge amount of value in listening to that particular series, which is going to be over a couple of 3 weeks, all about direction and what happens in a studio when you go in to use your voice on a voiceover. So if you're doing some voice acting and voice work and things like that in a studio, how you can make the best of your voice in that particular situation. Okay, let's move on to today's show. Just thought I'd give you a little bit of overview about how the landscape is panning out over the next several weeks here on the show. The moment, though, talking about video calls and how you can make your voice sound better on those. Let's spend today, over the next couple of 3 minutes, looking at why voices tend to be raised on video calls. Now, research has shown that when we can't hear someone well because of noise, we tend to speak louder ourselves and we make our gestures more noticeable. I've got a link to this research in our show notes if you want to read a bit more about it. But it was done by Dr. James Trulio and the colleagues at Radboud University in the Netherlands. And they analysed video calls between 20 pairs of people. Bear with me. I think this is quite significant and it's certainly intriguing. For each pair, the participants sat in separate rooms and chatted to each other in casual, unscripted conversations over video call. It wasn't actually Zoom, but it was one of those, for 40 minutes. So actually, that's quite a length of time, isn't it? And then over the course of the call, the quality of the video was changed in 10 steps between excellent, pin sharp, crystal clear, to completely blurred. And as the quality deteriorated further, the participants move their arms and their bodies more, and their volume increased by up to 5 decibels. Can you work out what potentially seems to be happening here? And they said that to compensate for poorer video quality, we tend to exaggerate the form of our gestures in order to help the person who's listening, the person at the other end. And although speaking louder probably doesn't actually help, the people on the call said it did. They said they know that the gestures being produced are vital to their communication, but their partner is going to have a harder time seeing them, so they increase the strength of their other signal as well, and their other signal is speech. They've got the verbal and they've got the visual. So that is why on a poor quality video call, we tend to increase our volume and tend to increase our gestures as well to compensate for that crackle and the buzz and the pixelation and the dropout and the delay. Tomorrow on the show, more reasons why video calls are exhausting for your body, for your mind and your voice. As Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.